Hey guys, welcome back to the Love in Dubai Show podcast on this beautiful Monday morning. Today we spoke about the UAE's unwavering support to the Palestinian people, a local restaurant that's been cancelled, and how Bella Hadid has shown her support for a YouTuber in the region.
As well, if you are not subscribed, as we all tell you, And so if you are not subscribed, as we always tell you, subscribe to the Love in Dubai Show podcast wherever you get your podcasts from. And do not forget to always, as we say, enjoy the show.
Good morning, Dubai. Happy start of the week. Welcome back to the Love in Dubai Show, where we go through the top trending stories that everyone across the country is talking about. Our top story for you today, the UAE's support to the Palestinian people is unwavering.
As well, Dubai restaurant owner issues another statement about the Palestine conflict.
Speaking again about Bella Hadid, who shares a moving speech by Dubai YouTuber Haifa Bessio, also aka Fly with Haifa,
100%. And as well, a Dubai resident expressed concern when she stumbled upon a cat trap.
Before we get into all of that, we're going to talk about the weather today. It is also day 172 since the genocide began in Gaza, according to the Palestinian Ministry of Health in the Gaza Strip. The death toll has risen to 32,226, while 74,518 people have been injured and more than 1.9 million people have been displaced from their homes.
As well, Dubai Iftar time for today is 6:35 p.m. And of course, you can find up-to-date prayer times on Love in Dubai website.
Today's weather is partly cloudy with rainfall in scattered areas, so do not wash your car. It could also be windy with light to moderate. That's blowing from southeasterly to northeasterly, coming westward by night. It's going to be fresh to strong later on in the day, causing blowing dust and sand with speeds of up to 15 to 30 kilometers per hour. Kilometers per hour. So it could be a windy one today.
I love how you go like, do not wash your car.
Because I've got a white car and it's just a disaster. So I washed it once like 2 weeks ago, and ever since, because even when there's still rainwater on the road, So when you drive through it, it's just impossible.
Like, it is 100%, because like, I mean like, you know, like back then when I was like younger, and there would be like a lot of like rain water puddles, I would love when my dad would drive and it would like splash all over. But yeah, I just love how you go like, don't wash your car.
But it's good to know.
Yeah,
it is. Even the dust, it gets everywhere.
And FYI, guys, listen to Casey.
8:36. Well, don't listen to me on all fronts, because on Friday evening when he left the office, the breaking news about Kate Middleton doing a video, which is kind of unheard of on this, just to kind of speak out about the fact that, hi, I'm undergoing preventative chemo treatment for cancer.
Yeah.
So following the surgery that we knew about, what was it, maybe a month or two ago, abdominal surgery, a cancer was found. And for the last 2 months, her and her family have been dealing with it privately. She's a mom of three kids. And in the last week, we have seen an onslaught of media from people to publications asking, where is Kate, demanding to be aware of her presence, which has led to this kind of unheard of video. And I don't know about you, but it was so sad to watch her just acknowledge the fact that she's a mom of three kids and she's just dealing with hearing that you have cancer.
100%. You know, I understand that she comes from a public figure, which is like she's from the royal family, 100%. But people bullied her. I mean, maybe they did not intend to do so, but all over TikTok, there were a lot of rumors about where is Kate, and as well, there were videos of people actually approaching the Buckingham Palace in London, like, oh yeah, where is Kate? We want Kate, we demand seeing Kate. And all the time, we just, I would say,
But we spoke about it on the show.
We did.
And we gave that platform.
That is true. But we
I feel sick
did,
about it.
But no, we only did because like it was all over TikTok, you know? And it's like we were talking about okay, look, let's be real. Fine, we didn't talk about where is Kate. We were talking about, you know what, what people were saying on TikTok.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I felt so bad.
But more on the topic of how far the bullying went this time.
That's true.
Like, the rumors were so salacious.
That's true.
That we didn't discuss those on the show, but they were just, it was as though people wanted to hear the worst of the worst. Like, and no one thought thought the C word.
No one.
Everything was in regards to, like, you know, difficult things that she was going through personally with Will. I was so bad and people lapped it up. And this is a hard lesson for everyone who shared that Where Is Kate stuff, that you have no idea what's going on behind closed doors and it's not your business.
100%. And the thing is, I feel like social media has given people the, I would say, the feeling of entitlement to everyone's lives. Mm-hmm. And we tend to jump to conclusions. I mean, we're human, yes, that's true, but you can jump to conclusions with your own relationships and your own people that you know. But, which is, by the way, it's like a 50% of a disaster. But this is 100% of a disaster. I mean, she probably wanted to deal with it on her own, privately, and you can see how sad she is.
There's no playbook for this stuff.
Not at all.
So whether or not you think, hey, why didn't she bring it to media attention at the beginning and then people would have backed off, that's not really the case. But what she's going through is kind of unheard of. She is a new age princess dealing with the social media age that, you know, the royal family is famously stoic. Is that the right word?
100%.
They kept their business extremely private. We see here it's not possible. It's not possible going forward for royal families to do it because we as people demand that, like, there are stories of people going into the hospital mm-hmm. to try and get the to try and get the information. That's how much public their demand was to know where she was. So there's no playbook for it. She's released the video and she's now said, look, we're not going to hear from them for a while, so let's just respect that.
100%. And by the way, she only released the video after probably hearing all of the rumors that were around. And it's like people like bullied her to talk, to speak up, to say something. And she probably wanted to live, or not live, like maybe deal with it privately with her husband and her three kids, which she has mentioned in the video that, you know, like telling your kids that you have, you know, the C word, which I don't like to mention. We actually say it all. It's like, oh, the disease. We don't say the C word in Arabic. We say المرض, like the disease, you know, because it's very heavy, you know, talking about it and telling your kids like, hey, I have this, I have that is itself, you know, like it's a lot. I can't imagine how what she went through or what William went through or what her kids felt. And the fact that she has to be so strong to hold her emotions and to be very, I would say, put together and not just like break down. Because it's very, like, it's scary, you know, it's not like a flu, it's not like COVID, you know, it's not like something else, it's something
so
really
true about
heavy.
Needing to be strong, because if you're a mom, you need to hold, you know, like, moms out there, I'm sure will be able to relate that, like, you're holding it together for your kids, and she has to be the strong one here, 100%. Which is so hard. So we hope the preventative chemo does its job, and we have no doubt that she'll pull through.
100%. So guys, let's now jump to our stories. Our first story for the day is the UAE support to the Palestinian people is unwavering. The Joint Operations Command of the Ministry of Defense announced the 13th airdrop of humanitarian and relief aid in the northern Gaza Strip as part of the Birds of Goodness operation. Now, this comes as part of the Gallant Knight 3 operation, a humanitarian effort to support the Palestinian people in the Gaza Strip.
The airdrops were carried out over inaccessible, isolated areas in the northern Gaza Strip by two planes carrying 24 tons of food and relief aid. This brings the total amount of aid airdrops since the launch of Birds of Goodness operation to 510 tons of food and relief aid.
The UAE has also affirmed its steadfast commitment to the brotherly Palestinian people during these difficult times. Reem bint Brahim Al-Hashimi, Minister State of International Cooperation at the Ministerial Conference on the Humanitarian Maritime Corridor for the Gaza Strip, which was held in Cyprus, emphasized our commitment to collaborating with all relevant international parties to ensure the swift and effective delivery of humanitarian aid to the most vulnerable civilians in Gaza.
She highlighted that the UAE achieved a historic precedent by sending the first ship carrying 200 tons of food aid to northern Gaza. The UAE also established a field hospital in Gaza and continues to advocate for the activation of the maritime corridor, which would serve as a vital lifeline for the people of Gaza. So there's been a number of initiatives done by the UAE people, which shows our unwavering support to them from the UAE.
100%. Which, by the way, we have seen and talked about almost every day on the show of how the UAE actually supported Gaza. And this just shows how the UAE stands in solidarity with the victims of Gaza. It is from calling for a ceasefire to dropping, to airdropping humanitarian aid and food, opening hospitals. And this just, by the way, is just, and it's not going to stop until, you know, the people in Gaza are safe and sound.
Yeah, I think the main thought on this is for the genocide to end. We need a ceasefire immediately. It's 8:40. Let's jump into our next story. A Dubai restaurant owner issued another statement about the Palestinian conflict, as she named it. So before we jump in, this is a founder of two restaurants in Dubai. She shared a propaganda video, which eventually led to the call for a boycott of her businesses. She has then shared an apology post, which seems to have been deleted from her account.
As well, following this, she issued another statement, once again addressing the video she shared and admitted she hadn't watched it entirely. She said she shared it based on its sole title and hadn't watched the whole thing.
She extended her apology to the community of Dubai and said she will take some time to reflect on this and said it was the last thing that she will say. The public point of opinion is still, there's a lot of comments still saying, is this enough? Is this apology enough? However, she said that this is the last thing that she'll be commenting on the story. How she has managed it, she's shared two posts basically reflecting that she wasn't aware of the full context of the video. A 9-minute video was shared on a propaganda page for Israel by a biased video. She shared 40 seconds saying that she was asking for peace, being unaware of the wider context of the video. So she made a mistake.
I mean, I feel like maybe she posted the video in the most wrong time. Like a genocide is happening. People are dying. And whether she agrees with it or not, or whether she just wants peace, like just like don't say anything at this point. Don't post anything because people are going to be attacking you.
True, but we sit here constantly and say how important it is to post, to have the conversation keep going. But I think you can't post unless you're sure what you're posting.
100%.
And it's so important to do your due diligence because this is the story of our time. You know, it divides families. Mm-hmm. The roots of this story run so deep that, especially as a business owner with a profile, you need to be aware of what you're sharing.
That's true.
And mistakes are just sometimes the apologies aren't always accepted.
Yeah, but I don't think that this is a mistake at this point. Like, you know, I'm sorry to say that, but I feel like everyone right now. Not everyone, but most people are actually standing with, you know, Palestine, and a lot of people are calling for a ceasefire. Countries are calling for a ceasefire, and so on. And everyone is disappointed that a ceasefire has not happened yet. So, what makes you think that posting a neutral post is not going to get you canceled? I mean, specifically, like right now in cancel culture, and people are brutal. They are, and social media is not easy. People will hold on to the tiniest mistake.
True.
The tiniest mistake. And just like, I would say like hold it like that and just like use it against you. So if you're not going to post about Palestine and that's your opinion, sure, go ahead. That's your opinion. Just don't post. Don't post a neutral post.
The public kind of jury out there is a really scary thing.
It is.
Because as you said, they can hold on to a tiny thing. But then does that mean people will then become more reserved in sharing their views? Does that mean people will become more nervous to share their opinions online? Does that mean we can't have open debate and discussion?
I mean, we can for sure have an open debate and discussion, but when it comes to a matter like what's happening and the genocide, people are just like, right now they are, I would say, awakened. They just know the truth, you know what I mean? And whether it's the truth for us, but not the truth for you, then let's say, an example, that 50%, or no, not 50, actually, 70% of the people believe that is red, that color is red. And the other 30% think that color is orange. Are you going to believe the 70% or the 30%? You know what I mean?
Yeah. You believe that? That's so true. I just think it's the public at the moment feel like there's nothing we can do.
No.
And it's been 164 days. Yeah. Conversations have happened in the UN. We still don't have a ceasefire. And when you feel helpless, you know, you've donated your time, you've donated your money, and it's still happening, that then you'll move your anger towards something. So, you know, it was the bigger brands. We've seen boycotts of international brands mm-hmm. here. People are really buying local. So when things like this happen, you will see the public just move their anger. And that's what's happening here.
100%.
We believe this will be the final statement, is what she mm-hmm. said. And we have the post on Love in Dubai if you would like to check it, along with the next post, which we also shared over the weekend.
As well. Now, speaking of Palestine boycott and so on, Bella Hadid shares a moving speech by Dubai YouTuber Haifa Bsiso. Now, Haifa Bsiso, also known as Travel with Haifa, shared a video of her speaking at the fundraiser about how the people of Gaza woke up humanity. In her moving speech, Haifa calls the people of Gaza her teachers. Now, Haifa says that to her, being a Gazawi meant being stubborn and eating spices after having witnessed the power of Gazans. Of course, their strength and compassion, Haifa has learned to keep her head held high.
American model Bella Hadid is a known advocate for the victims of Palestine. I believe her father is Palestinian, mm-hmm. Therefore, she's Palestinian.
Yes.
and they have her dad actually came to the US and is proudly Palestinian. And ever since the genocide began, she has actually lost collaborations with certain worldwide brands as she has made her stance known. But Bella was so moved by Haifa's words that she shared the video to her story, which you can see here. And we talk so often about the impact of, you know, sharing as an individual, but the power of celebrity and the power that that a high profile has. So it was really great to see, and it's great to see kind of Bella consistently doing it, but to share something like this from a YouTuber from the region, it gives people a sense of hope that, like, you know, it's not just us.
Yes.
People around the world are behind us.
100%. I mean, if Bella hasn't posted, I would have been sad, because Bella's all about pro-Palestine, and she posted even before, you know, October 7th. You know, she just talked about it. She even makes Palestinian food with her dad, which is beautiful. You know, she is very, I would say, awoken to the Palestinian culture. So if she hasn't posted, I would have been kind of like disappointed. But the fact that she is actually posting, and she, by the way, she does not care that she has lost, you know, like working with brands. And she's just like, she makes fun of it, which is like, cool.
That's it's so true. And at the end of the day, we'll always ask, we've had people sitting here who are pro-Palestinian, say, are you not nervous about losing brand collaborations? Because it's your livelihood. And it's that question. And I think most recently it was Nasser, the comedian. And he was like, I need to live with myself at the end of the day. I need to answer to my mom, you know? And I need to be able to go to sleep at night knowing that. And it was the same with, I think, Fatty Cakes.
Yes.
He had the same response that, like, you know, your work is one thing, but you need to be able to sleep at night knowing that you've done the right thing.
100%. And, you know, this, again, like, we talked about, like, two social media stories, technically, like, back to back, and just like shows like the difference, you know what I mean? Like, people will now respect Bella because, like, fine, like, she has lost collaborations, but people are like, wow, but like this public figure that has a lot of followers on Instagram is just like us. And people, and as well, like, let's say celebrities who go like, oh yeah, we are supporting Palestine, and they don't really post on Palestine, they get canceled, like a lot of them.
Yeah, and it's a very kind of, you'll hear influencers discuss it among themselves of like, this person's not posting.
Literally.
I'm thinking just in terms of like the conversation of this person's not posting, we shouldn't judge people for not posting, considering your conversation about Kate.
Yes, I mean,
but it's a different topic.
It's a different topic.
It's a different topic.
Yes.
What time is it on this Monday morning? It's 8:50. Thank you all so much for tuning in on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, TikTok, and also our podcast listeners. We bring you to our final story of the day.
So, a Dubai resident expressed concern when she stumbled upon a cat trap via an Instagram DM that has been shared by a Dubai resident, where she has expressed serious concern over a cat trap. She has said, a while ago, I have found a cat locked in a metal cage in Design District. And when she had expressed concern to the security guard, he has told her that it was intentional because it was walking around the area.
So residents aren't clear on how the population of stray animals is controlled. However, we do know that there is dedicated rescuers who follow the TNR method. Now, this isn't a government thing. This is what people do on their own bat. TNR is trap, neuter, and release. And this this means cats can live out the rest of the days without reproducing. I remember speaking to someone on the number of, you know, if we don't follow the TNR method, the stray cat population can multiply incredibly fast. So the people actually, the TNR method is so amazing. Like, people are putting their own money into it to ensure that, you know, these kitties have a long life.
I mean, yeah, but like putting a cat in a metal cage, my heart would break.
This isn't TNR.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm just saying, like, in general, you know, like, I mean, I feel like the security guard should have been way more sensitive rather than just like insensitive towards a cat, because, like, see, that is a very sad scene. If I would ever see that, I would literally cry. Literally, because, like, fine, I understand that, you know, like, she's going around, the cat's going around, or so on, but you can just, like, call an animal shelter and give it to the animal shelter instead of, like, putting the cat in a cage. I mean,
true. But let's not blame the security guard only because,
yeah,
sometimes you're told things that, you know, at work, and you may not have the ability to say, actually, this isn't right. However, I think the resulting conversation in the comments was like, who put that there? Sometimes you can sometimes see names of authorities on them. Other times you can't, if that's the case. But it is a good point that, like, I would say, if you do see it, still call a local stray mission to see if they can help and get their advice on it.
And as well, you know, we do see a lot of stray cats all around Dubai. So if you guys happen to see a stray cat, maybe just, like, call the authorities, because, like, I have my friend who lives in Dubai Hills, and there are two cats that keep on coming to her house, and she feeds them. But because they're stray cats, so they just, like, leave. You know, she lives in a villa, and one of them passed away because, like, a car just, like, hit her and ran. And she kept on, like, crying and so on. But, like, see, like, in that case, I was telling her, like, hey, if you had called the authorities, they would have taken her to a safer place.
Yeah, I think, you know, especially the stray cat rescues would be really good on this front.
100%.
So that's who you should get in touch with.
100%.
Let's move into our next story. I'm really excited about this one. Tell me, what are we loving this week?
So, Love and Loves, Seva Table. If you guys haven't been there, you should go there. It is a beautiful Zen place, not only for food. You can go there for, like, if you want to read a book. You can go there even to meditate if you love meditating. It's a holistic place. And by the way, it is so secretive that even, like, when you are going to the place, you feel like you're going to, like, I don't know, like a cult or something, which is, like, very, like, nice and cool. And it's not like the other, you know, like, regular restaurants that you would go to.
What makes it different?
It is... Other than it's beautiful, it has, like, nature. It's not like a regular, it's even, like, the tables are made out of, like, wood and trees, so on, which is beautiful. You can even sit, by the way, on the floor with, like, cushions and so on, which is very comfortable and very nice. What I would actually advise is, if you would go there around, like, 5 p.m., oh my God, that would be amazing. But because it's, like, you know, Ramadan, I can't go there until after iftar. By the way, the place as well closes at 10, FYI. And as well, there are a lot of, like, sound healing sessions that you can go there. You can meet a lot of people. And it has, like, a store with a lot of really cool, nice books. And not, like, any, like, regular, like, novels. They're, like, books that are self-help books, and they're beautiful. And I just, like, you can go pick up a book and just, like, sit on, like, a wooden table made out of, like, a tree branch. And as well, there's the table. My favorite table is, like, it's, like, round. And it's, like, this is, like, the, let's say, the tree branch, and it's, like, there's, like, a tree on top of you. And even, like, the food is amazing.
It's plant-based, right?
It's plant-based. It's gluten-free. I mean, I know that people are not going to be like, oh yeah, we don't care about gluten-free and plant-based food, but that's the whole point of it.
You know, like should. This is,
yeah, you should. I mean, some people go, that's by the way how I healed a lot of things, you know what I mean? But this place, it's like, it's very, I would say, zen and nice. So what I would advise is go there, keep your phone away, and just enjoy the moment. Because you can sit anywhere. You know, you can just like move places. It's very like calm. Yeah. It's very empty. The food's amazing. The coffee's amazing. And even the teas, they provide amazing tea. Oh my God, it's amazing. And it's not even like regular like tea, you know what I mean? It's like really good tea.
Yeah.
I've taken my friend there and he was like, wow, this is amazing.
It sounds amazing, and I'm so glad you brought it up because it's been on my bucket list for so long. I've been aware of it. Like, I'd love to know how long it's been in Dubai for, or how long it's opened, because it feels like from the pictures and how you've described it, like they've created this gorgeous sanctuary or oasis in the middle of Jumeirah, and it just looks beautiful. So thank you for the renewed advice, because I need to get there. Whether for like, as you said, they do sound healing. So is there like yoga classes?
Yes, there are. There are yoga classes, meditation classes, sound healing, and everything related to healing. And just like, you know, grounding your energy is there. You know what I mean? But maybe I'm your sign from God that you should go.
Yeah, no, 100%.
For sure.
It's so, yeah, I'm going to go. It was on the list like 3 weeks ago and then something happened. I didn't end up going. And I remember even when I've been here in Dubai, 8 years? And I remember even back when I first moved here, I think I was like, oh, that place looks so cool. So...
But even by the driving to the place, years later, just
maybe
like
it was
beautiful.
6 years. No, Seva Table, the 100% plant-based, gluten-free, cane sugar-free, and GMOs-free cafe in the Middle East since 2014. I did not lie, 8 years.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, no, you should go there. You should go there, Casey. It's a beautiful place. And by the way, what I would advise personally is I used to go like there alone for my own alone time if I wanted to, like, I don't know, ground my energy. You know, like back then, like I work, like after like work, let's say I had a very bad week, I would go there on a Sunday and it would be empty, and I would sit down and I'd be like, and the thing is, you can breathe the fresh air. And now the fact that I think the weather is beautiful, it's time.
Let's not go into the weather and the feel of the heat and the fact that there was discussions that winter was over that I shall not hear. It's 8:57 on this Monday morning. Thank you so much to everyone for tuning in. I hope you've been inspired to go to Seva Cafe like I have, Seva Table.
Homework
for next week. Guys, that is all we have time for on the Love in Dubai show this morning. We're back with you tomorrow morning, same time, same place. Goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.